The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Let's talk Formula One. I used to follow it so closely, but I don't really anymore. What's the latest?
So the latest is, it was in Saudi Arabia, and it was just a really full-on sort of race. So it was between Hamilton and, it's Verstappen, isn't it?
Yeah, Verstappen.
I can never pronounce it correctly. Yeah, so it was sort of neck and neck, and then Verstappen did this sort of crazy move to overtake him, and then because it was, I guess, considered an illegal move, he was told to give the lead to Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give him first place. So, yeah.
That's a classic Formula One thing, right?
Yeah.
Which I think is part of the reason why, and it's ironic, because it's that was part of the reason why I think Ricciardo left Red Bull, because mm-hmm. he was getting told to let Verstappen win. So Verstappen's been on the receiving end of those sort of decisions before. So if he complains, it's like pot calling the kettle black, mate.
It's a pretty crazy little sport. It goes so fast as well. But I think at some point as well, Verstappen had to let Hamilton overtake him, and he just slowed down so much that he ended up getting in the way, and the cars ended up touching.
Total chaos at that Grand Prix, apparently.
And he was booed and all sorts. So we'll see what happens next. So I think, is Verstappen still in the lead? Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they go after this one in the next round.
You might talk to Nat Richards. I think she follows the F1.
She does. She's a crazy mad fan. So I'm going to have to get her to get me up to date so I understand it a little bit better. I just see them go round and round in laps, you know.
Exactly. Can you imagine going to the Formula One when you're a bit hungover?
Oh,
it's so noisy. It is noisy. Like the F1 is like on another level.
See, those
cars
to F1.
Those cars are insane.
It's been to the Motorplex. Does that count?
Yeah, it's like that. But it's like the Formula One cars are like, the wine is incredible. It's like standing next to the engine of a 747, with your head right on it.
Yeah.
it, crazy.
That sounds awful at any time, really, for me. I'd need some headphones, I think.